So this new stack piece is asking the obvious question everyone's quietly panicking about. If agents handle the work, where do humans fit in?
Right.
And the answer is not, we're all fine, humans are still essential. It's more specific. The argument is execution is no longer the bottleneck. Judgment is.
Okay, but here's what I immediately want to push on. Judgment only matters if the agent actually receives it. If you build an agent that writes code and deploys it, and then a human looks at a log 6 hours later and thinks, oh no, that's not a feedback loop. That's an autopsy.
Exactly. And that's the piece I think is actually sharp. The article's not saying humans become philosophers. It's saying the real work shifts to building the infrastructure where judgment can happen. Oversight layers, verification gates, decision boundaries.
Yeah.
Which is boring, which is why teams skip it.
And then they ship broken stuff because they're treating agent output like gospel. We've been saying this exact disease since November. Teams buy the platform, rename the prototype, call it deployed, and only then discover the hard part is permissions and kill switches and audit trails.
Right. I mean, I read the source, but I obviously didn't sleep on the latest numbers. Details might be off or already out of date, but the pattern they're describing, I see it in every winning team I talk to. The ones shipping agents that people actually trust are the ones who built the oversight layer first.
First, not last.
First. They design the decision gate before they even write the agent. Here's where a human has to say yes. Here's where we keep a receipt. Here's what happens if the agent gets it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes everything about how they
The faster thing is the trap, right? The instinct is agent handles the work, so we go faster. But if the agent can act without feedback, you've built a system with no real error correction. You've built a faster way to make the same mistake at scale. The teams that win are the ones who slow down the loop to tighten it. Agent acts, human judges within minutes, not hours. Agent learns, or at least stops. That's the move.
And honestly, Cody, that is such a product win because it's the part people actually ship. You can have the best agent in the world, but if the oversight layer is fussy or slow or invisible, people bounce. They go back to doing it by hand.
Sure.
The winning implementations are the ones where the human and the agent are working on the same artifact, same view, same decision boundary. Agent writes the code, human sees it in real time, says yes or no. No mystery. No async surprise.
That's the whole thing, isn't it? The article's contribution is just naming what's already happening in the implementations that work. You're not replacing human judgment with agent execution. You're moving judgment upstream and building the infrastructure to make it stick.
Exactly.
And the infrastructure is boring. Audit trails, receipt keeping, decision gates, the stuff nobody gets excited about.
Which is exactly why it's the load-bearing part. So the answer to where do humans fit in is not some philosophical thing. It's where the judgment happens. And that's only real if you've built the plumbing to catch it.
Yeah, and that's the article's actual insight. Not that humans are still needed, which is obvious, but that the infrastructure that makes human judgment possible is the real bottleneck now.
It's the product surface.
It's the product surface. Boring, load-bearing, and exactly what separates shipping from vaporware.
That's the episode right there.